I love you. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I love you. I don't care if you are a longtime listener, a first-time listener, an intermittent listener. I don't care if you hate me. I love you. For Jesus said... What doth it profit a man to hate when he could love? Why? People are people, so why should it be? Did you know that was from the Bible? That's right, that song by Depeche Mode. You know what Depeche Mode means, right? The Bible. En français. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. How about that? That is a weird move to pull in an argument. Hey, look. Yeah, everyone's a person. Do you think that worked? Hey, have you ever thought about this? We're both people. Why should we argue with each other? Obviously, that song is not about arguments, about war. That's the most awfully you can get along. Why have we not gotten to the point of robot war? And I don't mean drones. For me, the purpose of drones begins and ends with flying through fireworks displays. That's it. That's all we need drones for. Don't use them for anything else. I don't want them delivering packages or bombs. I'm talking about like the robots that you see on viral videos, the kind you can kick over and shit, and they get right back up again. Put them in a field, let them battle it out, and then you just got to abide by the rules. You can take that. Good. Someone's getting a phone call. Yeah.
Hello.
Well, you don't have to take it on mic. I mean, you can move the mic out of the way.
Oh, no.
Something about going to a factory.
Yes, we're starting without you. Paul is doing his introduction as we speak. And we'll come and get you when you arrive.
It's a very clear telephone voice.
Don't be.
We can hear it from here. Something slightly ambitious. It's not sounding good, is it?
It's in a British accent, so it is.
Very good.
I meant in terms of like the situation.
Don't be. We'll see you in 5 or 10
literally,
minutes.
But it sounds lovely.
You haven't been introduced yet. Please don't get on me.
Bye.
Anyway, the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneity Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I am the second part. This is a show where I invite a special guest who eventually shows up, and we have a free-form conversation inspired by a blind question from our previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the program to join me in a narrative improv that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes inspired by a location provided by the eagerly awaited special guest, and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the freeform conversation if it does happen. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Eben Schletter. That's what he goes like, ladies and gentlemen. How excited I am to have these people in the studio today. It's a bit of a themed show. These are people that you will see one of my favorite television programmies, The Good Place on NBC. We're going to introduce these folks for a sitting kitty corner for me, meow.
Meow, meow.
Mary Beth Monroe is back.
Woo!
Mary Beth, you had your baby.
Oh my God, I had a baby.
The last time we saw you, you were months away from having the baby.
It's so true.
Now you're 3 weeks on the other side.
On the other side of it.
You have an adorable little baby. She's very very precious.
Thank you very much. I believe you called her a precious burrito.
I called her a precious burrito that I wanted to eat right up.
I struggle with this every day, Paul looking at her.
We were talking about, my guest from the previous episode, we're recording back to back today. We were all comparing pictures that we had. And her eyes are very present.
She
like
really
for
is.
A newborn baby, she looks like she's looking at you.
Agreed.
And she's registering who and what you are.
Agreed. And I feel like that happened right out of the womb. Mm-hmm. And a part of me was like, you need to give mom a couple weeks. Can you give mom? I'm really glad you're alert.
Please,
but mom,
let your eyes go soft.
Just a week.
Please stop
of
focusing.
You going a little soft. Focus. No, she is very alert, and it's amazing. She stares into my soul, and I love it.
Now, I saw you dressed her up in a ladybug costume.
Totally did. It's already happening.
Halloween is right around the corner.
Yes.
As of this recording.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you got in the works?
It is real stressful because it's her first one.
Sure.
And it's going to be one that we're going to show her for the rest of her life. And I've been given a lot. So I have a unicorn outfit. I have like a Tigers uniform outfit. Detroit Tigers.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Detroit Tigers uniform. So she may be a little baseball player. I don't know. It's real hard to decide. But then also my husband and I are very political. So then I also want to like dress her up as, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg
sure,
or something.
Of course.
Like that's where my heart wants to go. So we'll see. It's kind of open-ended right now.
Babies wearing glasses, one of my favorite things.
Yes.
Do you secretly hope she has bad vision so that she will have to have glasses?
I don't think I have to hope because my husband and I literally have the worst eyesight. I had worse eyesight than my parents in the third grade. So that should just, I'm legally blind.
Wow.
My husband is legally blind. So
Hold on. What do you do for seeing purposes? Are you wearing contact lenses?
Contact lenses, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Are
you're considered legally—the legally blind thing was really like, I'm legally blind, but if I had no help, I am legally blind.
It's a stain on your record.
Exactly.
Are you a candidate for the LASIK surgery?
Yes, and funny enough, before I had my baby, about a year before, I had developed a cataract. This is how bad my eyes are. 37 years old, developed a cataract in my right eye.
Wow.
Had to have surgery on it, and they did put a prescription lens in. And so I'm developing one in my left eye. Woohoo. Let me hear
Holy
it. Fun
moly.
Times. So I'll have to get that corrected. So to answer your question, my daughter is in. We already have a little stick for her and a little begging cup. And we're going to put her to work because she will be blind in the next 2 years, hands down.
Your husband, what does he do? Does he have glasses? Does he do contacts?
He does contacts and glasses. Okay.
Contacts and glasses?
Not at the same time.
Okay.
He does both. I just do contacts because now glasses-wise, one eye can see pretty well and the other one can't. So I would look insane if I tried to get glasses.
Without the contacts, in the morning, when you open your eyes, you have to get out of bed.
Yes.
Is that a difficulty?
It was before the cataract surgery because now the right eye can actually see distance because I have the prescription lens in.
So you can Popeye your way around.
I can Popeye my way around. And thank you for that description that I will use from now on. That's exactly what I do.
You're
Popeye
more than welcome.
With my left eye around my house. Yes.
Well, I cannot wait to see that baby in glasses. Why don't you make, in the week leading up to Halloween, make an event of it and put her in a different costume every day.
You know what? This is what I love about the show. I come here to be a guest and just play, and then I leave with 10 good ideas about my life, my babies.
Do.
Thank you.
You're more than
Mr.
Welcome.
Tompkins, thank you.
Mary Beth, I'm going to turn away from you.
Okay.
To look directly across from you, directly next to me. Mark Evan Jackson is
Hello.
Back. Hello. Now you got your own earbuds in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I've done that before. I suffocate wearing over-the-ear headphones.
Oh, so you don't like over-the-ears at all?
I don't. If I do it, I used to work in radio and stuff, and I would wear one on and one off.
Oh, sure. Very cool.
And the internet apparently has made fun of me for that.
Really?
But if I were to wear two, I get claustrophobic.
Who made fun of you for that?
Yeah. Oh, fans of Spontanea Nation.
Really? That's a silly thing to make fun of. I can think of so many other things to make fun
of. Thank you, my dear.
Mark, where are you coming from today? You have a sort of in-between outfit on.
I do. I'm coming from a Brooklyn Nine-Nine softball game.
Okay.
I did that first, and then I...
But you had a chance to change out of your uniform.
I did this time. I have been on this program, I think, at maybe a Halloween-y time before.
Yes, it was around this time.
It was around this time last
year. We were recording our Christmas episode.
We beat Big Brother today, 31-1. So put that in the record books.
Now, who's on the Big Brother team? Is it the people from the house or is it the crew?
I think it's mostly crew. In fact, I think I...
and Julie Chen.
League-wide, I think I'm one of the very few principal actors to play, but I don't care. It's so much fun. It's mostly crew, a lot of background actors and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it is the most fun of all time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And how did you do today?
We won 31-1 against Big Brother.
31-1.
Yes. So here's the
issue. Seems mean.
I agree with you. My team, I think it was last year and maybe the year prior, in order to get into the playoffs, our record was tied with another team. And so what they do is then they go and count total runs for the season. And that's the deciding factor for whether you get into the playoffs. So my team is unabashed about running up the score.
I see.
Mercilessly.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I was out of town a couple weeks ago, and they beat somebody 25-0.
Wow.
Which it does seem like. Yeah. It's slow pitch softball. Like, it's.
I mean, obviously, you're trying to take credit for those six runs.
It's not difficult. The difference is me. Yeah. Wait, it may be.
And then where are you on your way to next?
Our friend, Carla Kakowski, is directing a web series. And,
yes.
I'm going to do a cameo role, I think, maybe with Craig Kakowski and Jamie Moyer, I think.
Yeah. We just saw Jamie Moyer today. You missed her by mere minutes.
Oh, nice. She is part of our old Detroit crew, Mary Beth
that's
Monroe
right.
and I.
Yes,
the 313.
Right. We've all been friends for 20 years.
Yeah.
Isn't this nice?
It is nice.
Isn't it nice to have old friends? It's nice to know people for a long time.
It's true.
You know,
it's
like, all their secrets.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Comforting, like an old blanket.
Yeah, you have a lot of things that you know about them that you can make fun of, other than headphones.
Have you seen each other cry?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
I think if I could say, probably with Jackson, it was more like welling up. I've never seen you in a full-blown cry. I'm sure you've seen me in a full-blown cry, but I don't know that I've seen you in a full-blown cry.
Maybe not a full-blown cry.
But like an emotional
place. My last night at Second City was tough.
Yes.
That was in the year 2000, and that was a difficult thing.
Because
New York Yankees to me at the time. You know, like that was...
For sure.
And we lost a very good
some friend. People. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when we've lost people close to us, I probably have seen you cry then.
Yes, I'm not a monster. I have felt things before.
You may yet feel them again. It's funny to think, I try to think, it's making me think now, like people that I know that I am close to, but have not seen me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think.
Is there
like,
someone that you're like, they should have seen me cry? Why haven't they seen me cry?
There's a couple people like, oh, I'm kind of surprised.
Like, I should cry in front of them.
Yeah, now I got to make it happen.
Now I got to find it. Yeah.
Do
you feel comfortable naming? Is it like a relative? You're not naming specifically, but is it a relative?
I've never cried in front of a relative.
Never cried in front of a relative.
I wouldn't give them the satisfaction.
No, I have for sure cried. I've cried in front of all kinds of people.
Yeah.
All kinds of people. And I'm not done yet.
I love it.
Not done.
Maybe it'll happen today. Maybe it'll happen today.
It's possible.
Have you ever cried on your podcast?
The closest I came, I would say, was it ran in the podcast feed. There was a tribute to me at San Francisco Sketchfest, which I thought I was going to be able to get through without getting visibly emotional. And at the very end, when I was thanking people, it kind of washed over me. And I got choked up for sure.
That's real sweet.
For sure.
And it was lovely.
It was quite a day.
So many people have heard you cry.
They've heard me.
Strangers
they've
have heard
the
you.
Beginnings.
Okay.
They've heard my pre-cry.
Tear the pre-cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The warm-up.
Yeah. Yes. The pre-game to the crying. Yes.
Did you podcast on when that
9/11?
Was released?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, no?
No, I took that day off.
Oh my God. Wow.
It's so weird that you knew the exact question I was going to ask. Did you podcast your singing of...
No, I didn't. I cut the song out.
I'm a
bill. I'm just a bill.
Soldier.
All these things that I've done.
Yes.
Yeah, I did not. I cut that out.
Okay. Why?
For two reasons. Rights reasons.
Oh, okay. Of course.
And then also, I felt I could have done a better job with the song.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I wasn't. Well, when I listened back to it, I was like, nah, I might take another run at this at some point.
Okay. It was a lovely, slow ballad version of, is it a song by The Killers?
The Killers, yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Eben and I did an arrangement of it that was a sort of almost song. Like a Judy Garland ballad, you know. And still, there were some people that laughed several times throughout, and it was making my blood boil.
So laughed or laughed?
Laughed.
Laughed.
Yes.
Oh.
Like late in the song where it's like, you get that this is not a joke this now,
is,
right?
Wow. This is earnest. Yeah.
Did that influence your decision to cut it too? Were you like...
No, because you couldn't hear them.
Okay.
That's
okay,
right, you assholes. You weren't heard on the recording.
Well, I mean, you know, you've talked about Depeche Mode a lot. Maybe there's a Depeche Mode
tune. I talk about them a lot.
Yeah, in your future.
Years ago, I used to do these variety shows at Largo at the Coronet, and I know a recording of this exists online. But me and these two other guys, Dave Gruber Allen,
yeah,
and a guy named Danny Ceballos, we did an a cappella secular gospel group called the Franklin Airs. And we would sing gospel songs when we were not religious.
Oh my God.
And we wore robes and everything. And we did an a cappella version of Just Can't Get Enough with John Bryan.
Okay.
That is still one of my favorite things that has ever happened. But you can find that online. That's out there.
Oh, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. I'm going to look that up too.
It's real good.
That's funny.
It's real good. Yeah.
Did you get any backlash about it being gospel songs and you guys aren't gospel? Like, was there any...
No issue
with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The world's
a crazy place right now, you know?
This was years ago. Yeah. And anything you could be, whatever. Like, if you wanted to grab somebody's ass, you could. It wasn't a big deal.
Wow. Okay.
Huh? What? Are we not on the same page?
Keep your hands over there.
So, it was only ever in the context of my show. Although, one time we did open for Michael Penn at Largo. We'd never done this. We did like a whole set as the Franklin Airs.
Oh my God.
And people were, you know, during the non-singing parts, people were, I would say, politely confused.
Wow.
About what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. They were enduring it, and then it was over, and then they were happy.
Like any good comedy.
Yeah. All right, folks, I think we got to take a break. What's going to happen after the break? I guess we'll find out together.
Woo!
Get on the edge of your seat, because I know I am. Stay alive, no matter what occurs. I will find you. Oh, welcome back. Folks, things have changed. This is exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited to report our guest has made it. We're going to find out all about her adventures in getting here. And maybe even more things. Who knows? You will recognize her as being the person who plays Tahani on The Good Place. Jamila Jamil is here.
Hello.
Jamila, hello.
Hello. Hi.
What happened? You had car troubles.
I had car trouble. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had car troubles with a dead phone, so we had to wait for it. And it's fine that my phone is dead, but therefore I don't have anyone of your numbers. I can't warn anyone. I can't get an Uber out of there. Also, you're on something called a freeway, highway?
Oh, God.
Freeway.
A freeway. Mm-hmm. Which is a very scary place have broken down on.
Very true.
Especially when you don't know where you are in America, because I don't drive, because I can't drive, because every time I go near a car, it crashes. And I've been hit by many cars, so therefore I'm afraid of hitting someone else with a car, because my life just feels like a final destination.
Well, were you driving this car that had the trouble?
I was not driving the car. No. My friend was driving the car. We then had to get a lift from the lovely car people who we had to wait for to take us to safety so that I could get hit. I've actually left my friend by the side
of the road?
Yep. So it's fine. I'm an actor. I was already going to the bad place. It's fine.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I'm very glad that you're here.
R.I.P.
I'm glad
you're safe
and sound.
Probably.
I'm so glad you're here,
but
too.
But the show business first. Shows before bros.
That's...
Do you know what I mean?
It's very true.
I am here. I have run for the first time in my life. I'm now sweating for the first time in my life. And it is a great honor and pleasure to be here. I'm so sorry I was late. This is the equivalent of death for Pakistani people.
You need you may stop apologizing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Jamil, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
That question comes from our previous episode's guest.
Okay.
You may interpret this question however you wish.
Is it sexual?
It is not.
Okay.
Well, although you may interpret it that way.
Almost always.
The question is, where do you plan to spend the apocalypse?
Oh, in Erewhon, looting. Erewhon is a luxury supermarket in Los Angeles.
Now, can I blow everyone's mind right now?
I have really come across well today. I think so. I'm a gem. And everyone listening to this, I'm sure, wants to be my friend because what a grounded individual I am. But
if we're talking about the apocalypse, I don't think anyone's going to fault you for looting a high-end grocery store.
I think that's a brilliant answer.
It's one of my favorite ideas about an apocalypse is all the looting I could do. I have huge looting fantasies.
It's fun to think about.
No, huge, really, honestly. I think of different places. Target, big.
Absolutely, yeah.
Big looting fantasies. Yeah, yeah. It's the first, like, I'd head to Erewhon first, and then I would run and loot Target and steal furniture that I could eat my Erewhon upon as the world descends into chaos.
Would you go with the food right to Target?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I get food first.
Well.
And then I eat it with the utensils that I've looted from Target.
I didn't know if you'd go to your hidey hole and put the food there.
Target, is that my vagina?
Would you
What's
go there?
What's a hidey hole?
Come on, Jamila.
What's a hidey hole?
Jamila, you're willfully misinterpreting this.
I'm not.
You're being very naughty right now.
You're talking about my hidey hole.
I'd like to hear more apologies for being late.
Target is the place I would like to die. Does anyone else feel that way, guys?
Well, let's
take care about being in the arms of my loved ones.
Take a quick nonverbal poll. Is that where you'd like to die? Okay. And you?
I
nonverbal
like
poll. Okay.
It's my favorite place on earth.
Is it really?
100%, I swear to you, my number one favorite place on earth.
I can relate to this because, and I've talked about this on the show before, I love stores that have supplies. I love drugstores. I love stationery stores. Mm-hmm. I love any place like that where you can just walk up and down the aisles and look at things and say, I need to have that.
Yeah, it's
that
considerate.
That would be handy.
It's considerate. It's not selfish. Restaurants are selfish, some of them. All other stores, selfish. But supply stores, they're thinking of you, kiddo.
What would you say makes a restaurant selfish and what makes one non-selfish?
I don't know. I just think they're overpricing you. I feel I'm being duped. $12 for a salad? Fuck off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You know how much lettuce costs.
It's not helpful. It's not helpful. It's not helping anyone. But Target is thinking of your needs. It's preempting your needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the parent that I never had. Okay? I love Target. And actually, when I go through any kind of sad moments in life, I head straight for Target.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I just walk up and down the aisles crying. So you may have seen a woman weeping up and down the aisles of Target at any point over the last 3.5 years in which I've lived in America. That was me. And
Do you do sunglasses or are you just ducts out?
No, I don't have aisle discrimination. Mm-hmm. I find all of it very soothing. And it's so bad that if after a fight with a boyfriend will have to come to find me in the local Target.
No, no, no. I'm not saying are you in the sunglasses aisle.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Are you wearing sunglasses?
Shit. I do not wear sunglasses.
Do you never wear them?
I wear them sometimes, but I've broken my nose so many times that I get pain in my head if I wear sunglasses for more than a couple of minutes.
How many times would you say you've broken your nose?
3 times. I've never had it fixed, so therefore it just hurts because I'm worried that I'll look like Wacko Paco. Is that racist? I can say it because it's me. Guys?
It's also maybe not a term everyone's familiar with.
No.
So you probably going to just slid it in there.
I don't want to look
Wacko Paco.
I'm worried. I have a feeling that my plastic surgery would go worse than other people's plastic surgery. Just judging by all of the other luck I've had in my life, someone will put, I don't know, like it'll go very wildly wrong.
Leave a wristwatch in there.
Just put a penis on there instead of my nose. Like I'll just have some sort of maniac who's having a bad day that day and will like transplant a penis onto where my nose used to be. That's my fear.
Hold on a second. You feel like the people assisting in the surgery are also on board with this?
Yeah. Everyone's mad.
Everyone's gone crazy.
On that day.
Sure.
How many regrets are we having about having booked me for this? Considering I'm 30 minutes late and I've said all of the bad words. I accused you of talking about my hidey hole.
Can I make you feel at home and say okay. Zed regrets? Okay. First time you broke your nose, go.
First time I broke my nose, I hit myself in the face with a tennis racket by mistake while playing tennis. I went to swing the ball and the racket I just never stopped. I was like rotating around, I never stopped, and just brought it all the way back to myself, stunned myself, and broke my own nose.
Second time
I broke my nose was my brother actually broke my nose. He threw a frisbee at me and I tried to catch it with the bridge of my nose.
same place, same break? Broken in the same place?
Broken in the same place, ugh. All around the bridge, except for the final one, which was on national television in England. And there's actually a video of this. It's under presenter flirting fail, last time I checked, on YouTube. And I didn't put my name in it. It's just presenter flirting fail. And basically I was having like a sort of flirty play fight with a pop star called Ollie Murs, who's a very famous pop star in England because he won like X Factor, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. And we're fighting, we're running around, we're holding paint, we're trying to paint on each other. And then I trip over the floor and I fly into the air and I decide to break my fall with my face. Because that's what they say you should do first, right?
Yes.
You just go face. You should break the fall with your face, yes. Not try anything else to stop it first.
Yeah.
To be fair to me, I also did try to put my arm down, but because I've got the weird bendy arms, my arm broke because it bent fully the other way. So my elbow breaks on camera. Mm-hmm. I break my nose. I lose my front tooth. And
you
I
don't
get
have
a
to just leave it like that.
Oh, sorry.
for the listener, Jamila does this thing where she, is that called a hyperextension?
It's called extreme sexiness. it's a condition that I suffer from. And it's also hypermobility. So basically
she bends
her
arms backwards.
My arms
essentially.
And my legs and my neck and everything bend way beyond they're supposed to. So good in bed, bad at sports. Also not that good in bed. So... And not very many people can testify to that because no one wanted to have sex with me. So, dignity. What is it? Well, yes, so, I break my nose, I lose my tooth, I have to then use eyelash glue to stick my tooth back in because I decide I want to keep filming because what we're filming is for charity and I don't want to ruin the day for all the kids. God. Also,
was it live?
No.
Okay.
But it was still like, you only have one day
and
we're painting a community center for charity in a very poor area.
Right.
And also I have a concussion, so I'm clearly out of my mind and shouldn't be making my own decisions for myself. They make me sign a contract in the ambulance that is also on camera in this footage, if you want to find it. And I have to sign something that says that it's okay if I die. It's my fault if I die. It's not okay if I die.
Yes. It's
my fault.
It's
my fault if I die. And like any insurance now is no longer on them. It's on me.
Right.
So I keep filming with a broken nose that now forever leans slightly that way. Don't know if you can you see my septum.
It's hard to see.
Well, it just
it looks
of
pretty.
Like, it kind of goes like to the left, to the left. That's the right. To the right, to the right. And I kept filming with a glued in tooth using eyelash adhesive. And also my skirt flew over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And in the slow-mo of that, they put a Channel 4, because it was on Channel 4, logo over my bum hole, just to sort of not only protect my modesty, but also advertise their station.
A little bit of promotion, sure.
So yeah, it was a good day. That was my third nose break.
When do you think you will break it again?
I thought today almost happened when I was running towards Mark. I mean, he literally physically cowered and held himself together as if protecting himself from a meteorite when I was running towards him, expecting him to outstretch his arms towards me. Instead, he shrunk himself into a protective ball as if a bear was about to have sex with him against his will.
That feels like a classic.
It looked like the beginning of the
MEJ go-to move.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
I feel like I could see it very clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like multiple weed whackers running towards me. I stand by my self-protection.
Now that's a filthy term. when you were a kid and you would think about the apocalypse, like I was raised in the age of nuclear terror.
Right.
Where you thought about it a lot. It was just, it was like a thing. It was just like, seemed like a 50-50 that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But in a sort of post-nuclear age, although, hey, guess what, young people? We're getting right back into it. When you were growing up, was that a thing that you thought about, like the world ending? Or was that just a thing from movies?
it was a thing from movies, but a thing that I definitely thought was going to happen someday. And now more than ever, I believe it's coming soon. Mm-hmm. And so I have always been fine with the apocalypse because I've tried to live every day as if it is my last anyway. And so therefore, I think as long as I try to be as happy as I could be. I'm going to take this one again because I got confused because my phone started ringing. I was worried it's the cupcakes that I bought you. So sorry for being such an asshole. Right. Okay. So I believe the apocalypse could happen at any time. And I also love end of the world movies. I passionately mm-hmm. love end of the world movies. Anything where I can see the head of the Statue of Liberty, like right. floating through yeah. the streets, anything like that. I love it. What is it about that reaches? It's just so extraordinary and fantastical. And there's this feeling of like, It makes me excited to appreciate the world, and it makes me afraid of Mother Nature and realize mm-hmm. how spectacular the Earth kind of is mm-hmm. and how it is in control, and all the stuff that we do to it, it will fight back one day. And that makes me feel like, yes, for the Earth, sad for me, but yay for the Earth. And it's exciting, and it's a feeling of adventure. And it is a possibility. And mm-hmm. so, you know, clearly I'm a sick fuck and I shouldn't be thinking these things and shouldn't have been thinking these things for so long. But I feel that's kind of why I've taken a sort of like quite an ambivalent. I have kind of an ambivalent reaction to a lot of what I read in the news sometimes, because I can't be bothered to think all the time about the fact that the world might end. I've decided the world will surely end, probably mm-hmm. in my lifetime, because of the people that are in power in this world. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's just try to have a nice time and be nice to everybody. And that is my plan. I'm just trying to have a nice time. I can't control any of it. I can just be a nice person some of the time and have a lovely time and spoon and eat cake and go to Erewhon. And I look forward to all the looting that I will do.
When you were a kid, did it fill you with dread, or was it the same feeling of adventure?
It's adventure. And also the movies have turned it into entertainment for me. Yeah. So before I got a chance to sure. really understand it on the news, there were no big earthquakes or tsunamis or anything. I'm mm-hmm. aware that those things are absolutely awful, but they are, I can't help it. They have been so, they're so fantastical in the films mm-hmm. that it doesn't seem real. When I actually see those things happen in real life, like, it's devastating to me. But the idea of the whole world ending and we all get wiped out. I remember, and I believe I'm the only person in the world who can say this, I loved Waterworld. Did anyone else see that film? I loved the film Waterworld passionately. And I saw it 5 times in the cinema. And I thought, wow. I thought Kevin Costner was a great actor back in the day because I was 9.
Have you seen the Waterworld stunt spectacular at Universal
no.
Studios? You should see it.
Is it? What is
it's
it?
It's really good. It's you know, you take the Universal tour, you're on mm-hmm. a tram, and then you end up at the Waterworld show, mm-hmm. which is this bit. It used to be the Miami Vice show.
Oh my God.
but they're like, finally another thing with water. And so it's been the Waterworld show since Waterworld. And it is, they enact a Waterworld type story with the characters from Waterworld, and people are falling from great heights, and there's a plane explosion, and there's all kinds of, you know, speedboats and ski-doos and stuff like that, and all kinds of people doing stunts. Are you not familiar with this?
No, this what? Is all universal.
Never lot? Heard of this.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys.
I work know. There. I'm like.
I cannot believe this. The Waterworld Stunt Spectacular at Universal Studios.
I've never ever heard of anything
no,
like
this.
I am thrilled they're embracing Waterworld.
Can I tell you something?
Still.
It's a fucking good show.
Wow.
And it's worth seeing.
Well, if it's anything as good as the movie, I am there.
It might be better.
But also, like, I always think Jake Gyllenhaal will be there in the apocalypse. Like, you know, I've got different actors from different end of the world films. Will Smith. He'll be by my side. I have such a ridiculous romanticized version of it in my head.
But we're running dangerously low on time. But Jake Gyllenhaal was in the one, The Day After Tomorrow.
Yes,
is that the one?
Tomorrow. Excellent movie.
Here's something that bothered me about that movie.
Okay, go on.
Is in every disaster type movie
right.
where you have a thing that's a villain, whether it's the shark in Jaws, whether it's, you know, the towering inferno, the building codes of the towering inferno, whatever it is, there is always somebody,
yeah.
And in this movie it was Dennis Quaid plays yeah. the guy who says, look, this is a problem and you have to do something about it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is bad. Mm-hmm. And then the other people say, well, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. We're going to do the thing we were going to do anyway. We're not listening to you. In this instance, These people have hired Dennis Quaid specifically to do this, to tell them if there is this problem. And he goes to them and says, guys, the problem you're worried about, it's happening. And they say, get out of here. You're crazy.
Right.
But why? They, what do they gain from this? Like, keeping the beaches open? That's where all our money comes from. We have to keep the beaches open. Oh, the Towering Inferno, we're on a schedule. This is a most famous building, whatever. They have no reason, no reason to dismiss this guy. They made his job.
You're suggesting they shot on too early a draft?
Exactly.
That's fair. That's fair. Oh,
that is so true.
That's all I wanted to hear. No, that's all I wanted to hear.
You've really taken it down a peg for me. I still think it's fantastic entertainment. But yes. Also, like, is there no part of you that wonders, what would you be like in the apocalypse? Because so far in my life, I found myself to be pathetic,
I'd be dead. I'd be dead, for sure.
I'm cowardly. Like, I always throw other people into the line of danger instead of myself. I haven't thus far shown a single heroic bone in my body yet. You know, I used a...
I think there's a certain X Factor winner who would disagree.
I mean, given the choice, I would fully have thrown him down first and used him as a human shield to break my fall. Sorry, Ollie Mers, but also I'm on a Netflix show and I have to be protected. When I got chased by the swarm of bees?
Yes.
I did tell you, yeah, chased by a swarm of bees. I'm being chased by a swarm of bees run at a crowd of people who are smoking and think to myself, well, they're smoking, they don't care about their lives. And I run at them and bring the bees to them, get down on the floor and army crawl away from them into a juice bar next door and watch them all being stung.
Oh, so the smoke did not put them to sleep.
I want one opportunity to know that I am not a terrible person.
Did the bees form into an arrow at any point?
Possibly just before they attacked me.
Jamila, we have to go. Let me ask you this.
Do you want me to leave?
No. Okay. You may stay right there. I believe you have a project coming up, and it's going to be the second week in November as people are hearing this.
Yes.
And I think you're working on your own podcast. Is that something you want to talk about now?
I'm working on my own podcast. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that it is called Ask Holes.
Of course it is.
Ask Holes for the Americans in this world. Don't wince when I do an American accent.
I really don't enjoy it.
No. and it is because an ask hole is someone who never takes your advice. They repeatedly ask you for advice and never take it. A bit like the people who hired Dennis Quaid in that movie, right? They are, those presidential people are the definitive ask holes. And so my whole life, I've been asked for advice many times by friends and they never take it. So I've decided I'd like to be paid for that service. So people can ask me for my advice on my podcast and with friends. I'll try to help them solve it and they'll probably take my advice and throw it down the toilet.
Fantastic. And that's coming in the new year.
That is coming in the new year. Yes.
And is there anything else you would like to promote? Where can people find you online and what do you want to tell people about?
People can find me online on Instagram at Jamila Jamil Official. And I'm Jamila Jamil on Twitter. And I have an I Weigh account, which is a movement, a life positivity movement called I_Weigh. And what I'd like you to know is that I'm not as bad a person as I've come across today. Deep down, I hope I'm better than this, but I might not be. And I'm sorry for everything that happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break. When we return, we will have procured a location for our improv from our guest, Jamila Jamil. And then we're going to do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontaneous Nation returns. Welcome back to Spontaneous Nation, ladies and gentlemen. All sorts of things are happening. It's exciting. This is an exciting episode because you never know what's going to happen next.
She's starting. I'm on the phone, so I'm going
to
go.
No, there's still, you can still talk. Oh, okay. I have stuff to explain to people. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, take your time.
This is so weird.
Folks, we are just about to get our location from our guest, Jamila Jamil, and begin our improv. Okay. But first.
This is so invasive, what you've done.
Just so as you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene. Hold on a second.
Am I partaking in the improv?
You're more than welcome to.
Oh, no. I just want to know what's happening. Okay, good.
We may jump you into it.
Okay.
If you stick around. That's what you've agreed to here.
Yes.
You stay at your own risk.
I'm here and I love you guys.
Oh, please,
Jimmy,
chuck
we
in.
Love you too.
I thought you were going to hold my hand, but you just wanted your pad back.
I can't hold hands with people. My hands are too slippery.
Everyone else is holding my hand. Thank you, guys.
Aw, that's a good question. Folks, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene. We need to travel into the past for whatever reason. Someone's having a memory. We're learning how something came to be. Anytime we travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. It's a classic harp glissando. Let's say we need to return from the flashback back to where we were, or anytime we move forward in time, we use this flash forward sound effect. The Mysterious Vibes.
Oh, no,
tribute.
Did you hear that? Sorry.
To the late Lionel Hampton. What happened?
No, nothing.
Okay. Now, this final sound effect moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene, we want to find out what's happening at the exact same moment somewhere else. We're just moving laterally in time. Just in space, we're not moving forward or backward. We use this meanwhile sound effect. Past. Present. Future. Everyone gets it.
We'll see.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to reveal the location for improv provider was where I guys building your village reveal. And that location is Target. That's right. Target. We take you now to Target. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Are you crying?
Yeah. I wanted to go to Erewhon today.
Could you tell me your story, but just step forward. Just want to put these sunglasses back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm not really a big sunglass person. I don't know why I'm standing in this aisle.
Good place to cry, I guess.
Yeah. I really wanted to go to Erewhon today. It's a gourmet grocery store, Los Angeles based.
I'm very familiar with it. Did you know that Erewhon is nowhere spelled backwards? Isn't that fun?
Oh my God, it totally is.
Yeah. I don't know how it connects to being a gourmet grocery store, but that is the truth.
It's also a character in Lord of the Rings, is it not?
I think that's Aragorn.
Oh, well, another reason to cry.
No, please.
No, I just...
What happened?
I'm just failing at everything. I've lost my job recently.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What did you do?
I was a...
She worked here. What are you still doing here? I fired you 7 minutes ago.
Okay, look.
You can't just stand around here and cry.
Look, Bill, I just need my job back, okay?
Here?
Yes, here.
I don't know.
It's Tarjay.
I just fired you.
Excuse me, Bill, is it?
Yes.
Read my tag.
Yeah. Oh, I've read your tag, I think. You're being a little hard on the lady.
She's trespassing.
Come on, it's a Target. It's a public place. She's allowed to be here.
What kind of quality of a person am I that I work at a Target and want to shop at Erewhon? My priorities are all over the place.
Are you crying?
Yes, I am crying.
Because I fired you?
Yes, Bill, because you fired me. Because I can't shop where I want. Because everything's falling apart in this kind stranger.
Brant.
He's the only person who's taking interest in a poor girl with no hope.
All right. You have 5 more minutes, and then you have to leave.
Oh, so now you're kicking me out? You're firing me, and now you're kicking me out?
Hold on a second, Bill. What if I shop with her?
You're going to shop adopt her?
Yeah, I'll shop adopt.
That's a big step. She called you a stranger.
You're going to be my pop shop? My shop pop?
I mean, you know my name now, right?
Oh, yeah, Brant. This is huge. Thank you.
And what's your name? I'm sorry, your name has been ripped off of your tag.
It's Sally. It was Sally.
Gonna need that tag back.
Okay. Well, I ripped it off.
I didn't need your name part. The likelihood of me hiring another Sally is like...
Okay, my eyes are up here, Bill. Are you staring at my hidey hole? No, you're looking at my hidey hole right now.
I'm uncomfortable. I mean...
When did you have that tracheotomy?
Don't I sound great, though?
You sound terrific.
I have been doing a lot of speech therapy. Yeah. I mean, it's really cumbersome to have to hold the whole clothes all the time.
Sure.
to create this sound, but you should have heard me in the beginning.
That's not
it
why.
Was horrible.
Sally, you wanted to bring up a point before we take the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I just was hoping that we could establish a new smoking section.
Hmm?
Yeah, I'm back from my surgery, and I just feel like I knew where the smoking section was before.
I'd like to second what Sally is saying.
Oh, all right, Kevin, you're seconding, or?
Yeah, it's okay. Seconded.
All right, if I wanted to work with robots. All right.
I fucking heard that.
What?
Yeah, you know what? And I really need a raise because I need one of those robo voice box things for my neck hole.
You guys can smoke through your stomas out back between 4:30 and 4:45, but you gotta be—it's gotta be 10 yards from the back door, and not where the trucks come.
Yeah, just real quick, I'm offended by stomas. I want it to be called my hidey hole.
And you won that battle.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
All right, Bill. Well, I think we'll be on our way.
Fine, but I will warn you. I'm going to be watching from my office on all the hidden cameras, which are right there. Oh, damn it.
Look, Brandt, I can't believe I'm going to suggest this, but...
What, Sally, what?
I'm just feeling very anti-corporate right now. I need to take revenge on the man. Do you want to loot this target with me?
Sally, I...
Do you want to get your steal on, Pop Shop? Shop Pop?
I mean, I volunteered to shop adopt you. I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing that I'm supposed to not let you do.
Or is it exactly the kind of thing a cool shop pop would let their daughter do? Shop daughter? There's no cool way to say shop daughter.
I guess not. It's weird. There should
shop be. Shop girl? That's a play by Steve Martin.
That's right. Originally a novel. Novelette.
Right.
Novels being changed.
I thought it was okay.
It was fine.
It was fine.
I was surprised when they made a movie out of it.
I was surprised they made a movie about it, and I'm surprised they did a play about it. I'm surprised it got as far as it did. It's because it's Steve Martin. God Look, bless him.
Sally.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh. My name is Dennis Quaid. And
Oh my God.
The world is ending. I've just found out, and I've tried to tell people, but no one believes me. So I'm just going to leave you with the information.
I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. Dennis Quaid, do you think that no one believes you because... You did that in a movie, and they think you're
it's
just doing like the thing.
It's a crazy coincidence, and I don't know what to tell you, but I'm sure this time I was wrong last time, but now this time I'm sure.
You were wrong in the made-up movie, but you're
right,
saying in real
wrong,
life.
Yeah, before I was wrong.
You're saying it's really
time,
happening.
Right now it's like totally happening.
Well, what's the source of this? What's happening? What's going to happen?
Stats. You know, I've seen some stats.
Okay.
On Reddit.
Is this?
But like, you've seen some stats on Reddit.
Looks bad.
I just want to say I'm really enjoying your work on the e-surance and commercials right now.
They are fun.
They're really
fun. They are fun. Those are
and
fun
you're
spots.
You're adorable.
They're fun spots.
And good for you.
Thank you.
I
have to go now.
Okay. Can you just give us...
Others? No, I'm sorry. I've got to go and warn the
but
others.
Have you been warning?
What
are we supposed to do?
You're just saying the world
I don't know.
Is ending.
Like, what do you want to do? The world is ending.
No, but
well, I already was going to loot this store, so I feel like I'm ahead of the game.
Sally, yeah, I mean, before
now
you found out the world was ending. But let me just ask, just so I know if I need, if there's any loose ends I have to tie up or anything like that. You're
there's
saying,
a lot of people who want a picture with me.
No, I understand. So I understand. Well, that's kind of on you. You should have a no pictures policy if you want to warn as many people as possible. My question is there anything we can do about this? Or you're saying it's a done deal, the world is ending, so do what you're going to do.
I'm going to go and try and do some stuff that I could do to save the world, but right now it's all over. We're fucked.
But you are going to try to save the world.
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay, what can we do, Dennis?
You should make the most of your last moments together.
Okay, so there's nothing we can do. You are going to try to
it's
save
all
the
on
world.
Me by myself.
Dennis.
Alone. Just like the movie.
That's a heavy... Wow. Can you excuse us for just 1 second, Dennis Quaid?
Please.
I think this guy's nuts.
You think? I don't know that I really believe it's even Dennis Quaid. I'm trying to wrap my brains around it.
It might not be Dennis Quaid.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like so many questions. What's Dennis Quaid doing in this Target? How did Dennis Quaid get funded to find out the world was ending? He clearly doesn't have any questions or answers for these questions.
He looked up stuff on Reddit.
Yeah, but he's still very concerned with his fan base. He wants to take pictures.
I don't know.
Feel like I have enough going on in my life. I don't really want to be thinking about Dennis Quaid right now, Brandt.
But, okay, Sally.
Sorry.
I'm on your side.
Well,
here.
I feel like you were, and now I feel like, I don't know, Dennis Quaid is coming between us. Bill is coming
between
us.
Attention, Target shoppers. Be Target shoppers. You must buy things to be here. Otherwise, you're just loitering. So,
Is that Bill?
It was Bill, and he sounds way better on the PA system than he does in real life.
He obviously loves it.
Brandt, has anyone ever told you that your nose septum leans slightly to the right?
They usually say it leans to the left.
Oh, maybe I see dyslexically when I'm looking at something. So I might be reversing it in my brain.
But
your septum is leaning.
It's true. I've broken my nose like 100 times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's not great. And it keeps happening.
Well, how did you break your nose the first time?
First time?
Just stand right there.
Oh, okay.
Whatever I shoot at you. Whatever I shoot at you, don't move.
Okay.
Mom said I was in charge, so.
Well, I agree to your terms.
Okay.
All right.
Just be right there.
Okay. What's that?
It's a brick. I have a brick and a hockey stick. I'm going to shoot this brick at you with a hockey stick.
I doubt you're going to get much air on that brick.
Here comes. Oh!
That was one of the stupidest stories I've ever heard. Brandt, you just let him throw a brick at your face?
Well, he shot it with a hockey stick, number one. Number two, he's my older brother, and what could I do? I trust people. I trusted you. I shop adopted you, and now I'm really regretting it.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm being very judgy, Brandt. I'm sorry. I just...
You really are.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm just a... I'm a sad person with a hidey hole in their neck and was fired from Target. I don't have a lot of options right now.
You want to hear about sad? Every other time I broke my nose was on national television.
The last 99 times.
Yes.
You broke your nose.
Trying to do pool cue tricks.
I didn't know you. Are you a professional pool?
No!
All right, back at it for, I guess, one more.
This time, it's gotta work.
Brandt, there's no way that's true, but here you go.
All right.
Please welcome Brandt.
Now, as you can see, the eight ball directly in front of the nine ball. I will put the cue right here.
Is that lighter flow?
And don't give it away. And just one simple match is all it takes to, that is what we call the devil's triangle. No other interpretation. And here we go.
I mean, that one you just willed on yourself.
I really thought it was going to work.
A lot of people think the devil's triangle will work, don't they? And then it doesn't.
It always works on Reddit.
Well, you know what? You're a man who takes risks, at least. I think we have that in common, Brandt.
Yeah, what did you do to get fired anyway?
Well, it's... complicated.
It's complicated, but I think it's illegal, or I don't like it. So.
Look, I can fit into this infant onesie. I can get into this. I can wear it. Look. I look good.
Are you clocked in right now?
Yeah, I'm just doing a little shopping on the clock, Bill. Trying to lose some weight, trying to upgrade my wardrobe.
Yeah, but Sally, like, you're supposed to be running the cash register. Like, you shouldn't be back here in teens and tweens with a onesie from Babes.
Oh, shit. Well, who's at the cash register then?
This is too many items.
No, I didn't think that all these would be counted. It's a six-pack. So that's one item.
You put them on one at a time.
I just put different bottles in the sleeves.
You're not allowed to take them out of the yoke.
Look, Mr. Cylon,
how dare you?
Sorry. It's Kevin. Kevin's at the, he's at the register.
I never know, like, how Kevin's feeling.
It's hard.
It's really hard to figure out his voice.
Excuse me, aren't you the actor Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Why are you buying this much grout?
Because I have it on good authority that the world is ending.
Okay, whatever.
He is hard to read. He is hard to read. Anyway, you've been derelict in your duties, and so if this happens like 3 or 4 more times, I'm going to have to fire you. So, yeah.
Great. Well, as long as I have 3 or 4 times, Bill.
Okay, but like you are on my 4th to last straw. Nerve.
How are you a manager here, Bill? This is bullshit.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, Bill. As you know, I'm not long for this world. It has long been my dream that Target would be run by my son. And since he doesn't want to do it, I thought about you. Bill, will you take over from me as a manager?
Dale, this is so big. I mean...
Like, think fast, Bill. I'm going. I'm going.
I mean, I want Kevin to do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Can I... You're dead?
I'm dead.
Oh, Dale.
God, I can't believe Dale Target just left you his whole fortune and fame.
Oh, I should have asked for the fortune. He just gave me this job. Oh. Mostly nights.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't about me. Look.
He's a really committed guy that he takes personal meetings on his deathbed just to hire managers.
Yeah.
He's going to be missed.
Nurse, show in the next one.
Hi there, Dale. It's me. I'm Polly. I've been working the customer service for you for about 10 years.
Polly.
I was kind of shocked that you wanted to see me.
Polly, I don't have much time.
I heard you were dying, Dale.
I'm dying. I'm nearly dead. Polly.
Yes.
I know you clocked out early last week, so you could go home and watch Grey's Anatomy season finale.
I've watched it since the beginning, Dale.
You're fired, Polly. I wanted to do that before I died.
But, Dale, I have a family.
Fired.
I mean, he's really committed to the company.
Yeah. He's had a lot of deaths.
Wow.
Mine was the last, though, so I'm in charge, so whatever. Ugh. So you know what? This isn't about you or me. So you're... Okay, get out.
Fine, but before I go, look at this.
Don't you tear that off.
Watch this.
What? Don't, Sally.
Rip.
Don't you...
Fling.
Ow, my eye.
Yeah. Why don't you go check out...
Wait, what did you say to him?
I said, why don't you go check out the fake eye aisle? And then
oh,
I left.
It's probably good you got cut off.
I did get cut. It was good that memory was over. It wasn't a good comeback.
You know what, Sally? That guy, Bill, he's a real jerk. I mean, getting your side of the story, but it does sound bad.
It was bad. It was bad, Brandt.
It's making me feel like...
Dad. It was bad, Dad. It was real bad.
You know, I always wanted to have kids of my own, preferably just about my age. So this makes it even more meaningful for me because I do want to stick it to the man. I want to loot this place.
Thank you.
I don't want to wait for some Dennis Quaid apocalypse.
Awesome.
No offense.
No offense, Dennis
Quaid. No one ever believes me.
Yeah, let's forget about the Dennis Quaids or the Dustin Hoffmans or the Jeff Goldblums.
You're all going to die.
Okay, Dennis. Okay, noted.
Yeah, we heard you, Dennis.
Everyone, every last one.
Oh, okay.
Not me. I'll survive.
Now sounds like a threat.
Dennis, why don't you go tell some other people like you've told us? What are you doing just hanging out?
Just really wanted you to know.
Yeah, we got you.
I have a complex about not being believed.
Well, we believe you. We heard you.
We realize there's nothing we can do about it, so we're just doing our own thing.
You're going to save the world. Right?
Sally, may I have a moment?
Oh, Bill.
God, Bill.
Excuse me, sir. The world's ending.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Quaid. Goodbye.
What's up, Bill? Brant, Bill Brant. Oh, you guys already met.
No, we've met.
There's been a situation. Kevin spilled a drink and his voice box shocked him to death.
Oh my God.
Kevin's dead now.
I didn't know they worked that way.
I guess.
They work that way?
It's electronic. I don't
know. Oh my God. Was it plugged in somewhere?
I don't know. Do you want his job or do you not want his job or not? Are you not going to? Because I don't know how to post it anywhere. So, do you just want to do it? Otherwise, I have to hire somebody to post jobs.
Wow. That was the longest question I've ever heard. Yes, Bill, I want my job back. Yes.
Okay. Now,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Brant.
I'm going to warn you right now. The printing of the sticker of your name is going to come out of your first paycheck. Or your last paycheck that I still owe you from 7 minutes ago. So anyway, that's a hit on you.
Well, you know what, Bill? I also want you to take out your eye surgery out of my last check.
What?
To pay for the damage I did with my name tag. Because I know you signed that paperwork releasing Target from all,
my copay is so high.
I know.
Our insurance is trash.
I know.
It doesn't mean anything. I have a $1,000 deductible.
I'm sorry. And that's why I want to take care of it. And I want us to be friends. We only have, I don't know how much time left, Dennis Quaid.
No time at all.
No time at all. Maybe 2 minutes, I think. Maybe.
I'm going to need you to unshop adopter. I can't hire someone that's.
I want to shop divorce.
Legally.
I want a legal shop divorce.
So many concepts. All right. I agree to all of it. I agree to unadopt her and also divorce myself from you, Sally. You don't need me anymore.
I don't think I do, Brant. But thank you for everything you've given me. And thank you, Dennis Quaid, for making these last few minutes seem important.
Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, it's Dennis Quaid.
That's what I know you from. I bought insurance from you.
Attention, Target shoppers.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Kevin?
Dale.
Surprise.
Is that Kevin?
No, it's Dale.
It's me, Dale.
Oh, it's Dale.
It's Dale Target.
He sounds so similar.
Well, it looks like my plan worked. Thank you, Dennis Quaid.
What?
You can go now.
Bye.
Bye.
And it all happened in a place called Spontaneation.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Mark Evan Jackson, where can people find you? What do you want to tell people about? It is the second week of November 2018.
Please go see a movie called Can You Ever Forgive Me, starring Melissa McCarthy. It's a biopic and is different from her typical work. And is
whose pick is this bioing?
Seeing. It's a movie about a biographer, a woman that wrote big, thick books about Estee Lauder and Tallulah Bankhead, a biographer named Lee Israel in the 90s, who gets into some trouble, is down on her luck, and begins forging letters in the voices of famous American writers, and gets caught by the FBI.
Holy, this sounds right up my alley!
Yeah, it's cool. It's a true story.
It looks great.
Yeah. Fantastic. And where can people find you online?
Find me on, I suppose, the Twitter, at Mark Evan Jackson, MarkEvanJackson. S-O-N. Only the best.
Maddie Beth Monroe, all the same questions put to you.
Well, I had a baby, so, trying to get back in the swing of work and whatnot. But I will be appearing on The Good Place.
There we go.
Coming season.
Oh, yeah, The Good Place. That's the other thing
that's
we were supposed to talk about. Not just me and myself. Please go watch The Good Place.
Watch The Good Place.
Also, I don't improv, so therefore it's actually funny. For me.
You're hilarious.
You guys are hilarious. I'm very sorry I got involved.
And then I will be raising my daughter and auditioning.
So look out for that.
Look out, everybody.
In theaters.
In theaters
soon.
And where can people find you online?
I am on Twitter at Mary Beth Monroe, and that's it. I am not on Instagram. I'm just on Twitter.
That's why you're so happy.
I'm a happy, so smiley. Not a big.
But you got to get on there, post pictures of that baby.
I know.
Make a private account for the baby.
I'm so Instagram dumb. Can I make a private?
You can make
Instagram?
A private account for the baby. Just post baby pictures all day long.
Maybe I'll do that.
That's all I want people to do.
That's all I Babies want
and
to
dogs.
Do.
That's all I want.
That's all I want to post.
There you go.
Is my baby.
Then you're all set.
Great. I will do that for you.
Folks, Evan Schletter. He's Evan Schletter on all the things.
Thank you.
Go to evanschletter.com to check out Evan Schletter's non-spontaneous Asian work, because Evan Schletter is only the best. How do you spell Evan Schletter? It's very simple. EBANSCHLETTER. As for me, that's right. Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House. We're coming to see you. Super Ego and Spontaneous Nation live. Super Ego will be Friday the 17th. Spontaneous Nation Saturday the 18th. And Super Ego Forgotten Classics Sunday the 19th. All at the Bell House by the glorious Gowanus Canal. I am P.F. Tompkins and all the things. Go to paulftompkins.com/live to find out if I'm going to be in a city near you. There might be an exciting show coming up that you might want to be aware of involving people in this room. Paul Lind will be there. Thank you to Earwolf for hosting the show. Thank you to engineer Ryan for engineering us all the way to the end of the show, which this is. Goodbye forever. Until next week, this is Paul F. Tompkins saying, Semper in Praesenti!